6 months of relentless focus and alignment can put you 5 years ahead in life. Don't underestimate the power of consistency and desire. Unknown. Hello and welcome to the Taking Back Your Power podcast. I'm Isabel Palacios, and I specifically created and designed this podcast to empower, inspire, and help you cultivate a powerful mindset to build your best life and live out your dreams. May you always remember your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. So get your coffee, smoothie, or wine ready, and let's get started. Hello and welcome to this episode of Taking Back Your Power. I am so grateful to have you here with me today. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about setting goals and staying motivated for the new year. Now, it's important to go into the new year knowing what feeling or intention you wish to amplify. And I'm a huge believer that the beginning of your new year sets the tone for the rest of the year, which is why I personally love to spend my new years traveling and being in a new place or in a new country or just somewhere that is not home, because I love to travel every year. That is always the top of my goal list for every single year and probably for the rest of my life. I want to be able to travel all the time, every time. And one of my main goals in life is to get paid to travel and to visit new places and to explore. I think that is probably the goal. That is the dream in life, is to get paid to travel. So that is what we will think about for the rest of this episode. For those of you who might be feeling a bit uninspired, or that you may be feeling a bit lost and you don't know exactly what kind of goals or what kind of intentions you wish to bring into the new year, I hope that this episode will give you a bit of clarity and we can figure out what it is that we want to create more of and what kind of energy we want to bring into 2019. And we're 1 year away from the roaring 20s, so let's make 2019 a great year. So something you can keep in mind for the remainder of this episode and just trying to figure out your goals, especially if you are feeling a bit lost, we need to figure out what you wished you would have done more of this previous year or in years prior. So what were those intentions or resolutions or those wishes that you've had that you keep continuing to have and you still wish you had more of, but you still don't? We need to focus in on those things, on the things that you've always wanted to do, but you never either had the courage to do them or the motivation to do them, or you just got into your own way, which I believe you can make as many excuses as you want. I didn't have time. My job was too demanding. I was too busy, or I wasn't feeling too good. We can create so many different excuses, but at the end of the day, it is you and only you standing in your way. And I firmly believe that. I know some people will probably be like, but no, there's so many different things and so many factors that kept me from doing this and this. And I don't buy it. So just keep that in mind. You are the creator and the captain of your life and your soul and your destiny. And if something doesn't pan out, it's your fault, to put it bluntly. Anyways, so let's focus more on intentions and energies. Let's not focus on resolutions, because I believe that people, when they set resolutions, they're not going to stick with them, because resolutions are such a new year kind of thing, such a January kind of thing. So once January and the newness of the year wears off, so do our resolutions most of the time. So we have to instead focus on creating energy and focusing our energy in different places where we want growth and putting the best intention behind each action that we take. Now, another thing, another misconception about New Year's resolutions and setting new goals for the new year is that somehow magically at midnight, everything is just going to change and transform. We're going to be a brand new person and everything is just going to, it's like a magic spell, almost like Cinderella's story, right? At midnight, this magic spell either wore off, or in our case, it will wear on and will suddenly become magical and everything that we've ever wanted is suddenly going to become in our reach. Now, that is a beautiful, beautiful way of thinking, and it is very ritualistic to think right at midnight things are going to change, but they're not going to change unless you put the intention in the action in the energy towards things changing. So this is another reason why people don't stick to their resolutions, because they automatically assume that at midnight everything's going to change and they're going to suddenly become more motivated and suddenly become more glowy about their own life and want more magic in their life, when in reality they're not putting any of the action or intention behind making it so. So you can't expect a new year and a fresh start if you're going to carry on over into the new year your old habits, your old vices, any bad energy, bad relationships, any excess baggage, any excuses that you're holding on to, and these things, these limiting beliefs that you're holding on to from the previous years and even years prior. You're not going to be able to start a fresh and beautiful and just a new beginning in 2019 if you're carrying over old things and old habits and old ways and old people who are frankly holding you back. So create a mental note of those things that you do not wish to carry on with you into the new year, especially those old energies and those old bad habits, those things that have sabotaged you, any limiting beliefs. Start making a mental note of those things and the energy that they embody. And understand that we're not going to be creating new resolutions. We're going to focus on our intentions and energies. So in order to get rid of the old, we're not going to necessarily fight the old energies and those energies we don't wish to bring into the new year with us, but we will focus on building new energies. So as you are creating your new goals and dreams and plotting your world domination, think of what energies you would like more of in your life. Is it more energy of abundance, more energy of kindness, maybe selflessness, maybe just more childlike energy, maybe just energy of peace and well-being and health? Think of those energies that you wish you had more of and you wish you had more of in the past. Another question you can ask yourself is, what can you do to create more of this energy? Remember, where focus goes, energy flows. So what can you do right now? Or what can you begin to do? Or what kind of habits can you create? Or what kind of rituals can you follow in order to create more of this energy which you seek? So before you get into your goals, make sure you do research on exactly what it will take in order for you to make those goals a reality. Even if you don't have a straight master plan of how you're going to attain these goals, just to have an idea of how you can create them and how you can reach them will just give you a little bit more clarity and more motivation to keep going. Because if our path is dark and we really can't see the next step and we're lacking in faith or motivation, it will be hard to stay on track. So in order to stay on track, sometimes we need to create our own path. And just a little word of caution about plans is that they don't always go to plan. Life does not always go to plan. And sometimes we can't stick to our plans 100%, which is why I think it's important to have just a rough sketch or rough outline of what our plans are. But don't feel that you have to stick to them 100%, or that if one thing doesn't work, it means that our goals are not attainable. No, our plans should be living and breathing, which means they should be able to be changed and added to or shifted in direction. So keep that in mind. Have a good plan, have a rough plan of how you're going to attain your goals, but don't make it set in stone and don't get discouraged when you veer off the path that you feel you've created for yourself, because that is the beauty of life. That is the beauty of how the universe works. We'll set an intention and the universe will guide us towards that intention. And sometimes that intention doesn't line up with our plans, but that is fine. Sometimes that guide doesn't line up with what we thought the way our path to our goals was going to be. And that's completely fine. What's important is that you are adaptable and that you have an open mind when it comes to your goals, because your expectations can cause you to fail. When I set my goals for the new year, I make sure to check off main goals that I want in my life. The first is financial. An example of a financial goal could be, I wish to save X amount of money. We all need at least $1,000 in savings here in the United States. $1,000 in savings, something that will be a cushion or a safety net of some sort. So if you don't have any financial goals, make sure that you focus on something attainable. So actually $1,000, saving $1,000 is not as hard as you think it is if you cut it up into smaller goals, which I will get into later on in this episode. But another good financial goal you can have is to take more financial literacy courses. As I talked about in a previous episode on manifesting money and abundance, is that a lot of us, we want more money, but we have no idea how to get there. So if you take more financial courses or take a class in your university or maybe at school or an online course about financial literacy, maybe even investments, whatever it is that you wish to learn more of or whatever you're lacking of in your life, focus on that, especially when it comes to finances. And a great financial goal to have is just to save X amount of money, and not necessarily money to spend on a trip or on something you want for yourself, but just money to add into a savings account. The second kind of goal that I like to create for the new year is a self-development goal. Now, a good example of this would be just to read more books, or again, take a course on self-love, take a course on confidence, take a course on self-mastery, and just be open to changing your spiritual life in any way, shape, or form. Self-development could be spiritual, it just could be psychological, it could be so many different things, but it's just something that will help you get better and better yourself in one way, shape, or form. Like I said, either through psychology or through spirituality. And like I said before, our goals should be to better ourselves in some way. So think of something that maybe you were lacking in the previous year. And instead of trying to fight that off, we're going to focus on building the new. So instead of trying to fight off any bad habits or any bad mentalities that you might have had, let's focus on building new habits or a ritual to help you build a new mentality, to help you create better belief systems, or just create a better way of life for yourself. And my third goal is health and or fitness. Now, it's so cliche to say, oh, January 1st, I'm going back in the gym and I'm going to go every day and I'm going to do this. So annoying when you go to the gym and so many people are there in January. It is so annoying. And then by the time February rolls around, nobody's even there. That just goes to show you what human nature is like. We all are so motivated. It's so easy to be motivated in the beginning, but what's important is, how are you going to sustain this motivation long term? Because you can. It's not just a beginning of the year spur. It's people that don't allow this motivation to carry on into February, March, April, May, June, July, and to the rest of the year. So it is up to you to create a new lifestyle change or a health and fitness habit that you can be able to cultivate for months to come, something that is sustainable long term. So don't fall into fad diets. Don't fall into, oh, I'm going to work out every single day. You have to be realistic with your goals, guys. You can't have these crazy expectations, especially if you're a person who hasn't worked out all year, and then to expect to go into a new lifestyle right on January 1st is quite unrealistic, no matter how motivated you can be. And I mean unrealistic, not that it will be unattainable, because if you're disciplined enough, you will be able to attain your fitness goals if you are that dedicated. But I mean realistic in how motivated are you just in general. So make sure that your health and fitness goals are something fun and something that you can really change up along the way. So something that I would recommend is going vegan, because going vegan in this day and age is so easy and so fun, and it actually opens up so many new doors for you. It helps you develop yourself mentally and physically in so many ways, and to create a vegan lifestyle that you can sustain for months and months and months, that would be tremendous. That will help you out so much. And always remember that in the beginning, when you start something, it's always harder. It's important to realize that the more you work towards something and the more dedicated you are, the more you push through those difficult days or periods is when you will grow the most. So create a new workout routine, start a new program, get a personal trainer, someone who will keep you accountable. Really get out of your comfort zone when it comes to health and fitness. And I mentioned going vegan because veganism changed my life. But if you're a person who doesn't really feel that way, or maybe you got offended, I hope you didn't get offended by me mentioning veganism, because it is a great way of life if it works for you. But just be open-minded to new ways and new possibilities, especially when it comes to diet and fitness. Maybe the traditional gym is not for you. Maybe you'll thrive walking outside or running in a park or just doing crunches in your house or getting an elliptical for your house. Think outside of the box, because if you tried to start a fitness journey or a health journey before and you fell off of it, odds are you were doing something wrong. You were doing something that didn't resonate with you and your passions and your soul. So be open to that and don't brush new things off because you say, oh, that'll never work for me, or oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. No, get out of your comfort zone and try new things. My fourth goal is a career goal. So this can be so different for many different people, but it's important that you focus on your career, what you wish to change and what you wish to have more of, and how you can get to that change or how you can beget new beginnings in your career. So just focus on, like an example would be taking your career in a new direction, or maybe starting a new side hustle, or maybe creating your passion projects or turning your passion into a paycheck. Could be so many things. So be open-minded and understand that when it comes to your career, the sky is the limit. So don't limit yourself. If you have been unhappy in your job in the past year, leave. If you've been unhappy in the business you've been creating or things have been going wrong, change something or go in a new direction. Don't be afraid to start something new, because if you keep dragging a dead horse, you're not going to get anywhere. You're just going to become exhausted and burnt out. So don't be afraid to take your career, your passions, your goals, your hustles in a brand new direction. Next is relationship. It's so important that you have good, healthy relationship goals. And I'm not just talking about romantic relationships or being single or being married or any of that. I mean your relationships. What kind of relationships do you have right now, and how do you wish them to be better? Or do you wish that you had different friends, or maybe a new friend group, or people who are more aligned with your purpose or with who you are? Because it's so normal. It is so normal, and people don't realize this and don't want to accept it. It is normal, and it is okay to outgrow your old friends, your old relationships, and your old partnerships. So evaluate your relationships. How do you wish to improve upon them? Maybe there are relationships with your family or your friends. How do you wish to improve and be a better friend? How to be a better family member? How to be a better significant other or a better spouse or better partner? Think of those things and also reevaluate your relationships and figure out if they're actually serving you or just holding you back in the long run. So maybe in the new year, your relationships have been toxic to you in this 2018. So maybe in 2019, you want to cut certain people out. You want to maybe even reach out to more people and build new relationships with people who will be better aligned with your purpose. So reevaluate your relationships and realize that it's important to set goals for relationships. And I don't mean those little relationship goals like on Instagram. I mean actual real relationship goals, not the little cutesy stuff that looks cute for social media, but how can you be a better friend? How can you be a better family member, a better parent, a better brother or sister? Think of those things, because our relationships affect us so very much. So if you have bad relationships or you are in relationships with bad people, maybe it's time to get the scissors and cut the cord. And finally, let's talk about fun goals. This is what life is all about. These goals to have more fun, to do more fun things, and to do more adventurous things and just get out of your comfort zone. So for me, an example of a fun goal would be a passion project. Maybe you've always wanted to start a podcast. Maybe you've always wanted to start a YouTube channel. So start doing those things. Start planning on doing those things and start having fun doing those things. A huge fun goal for me is to travel. Like I said, I want to get paid to travel. Not just getting paid, but I just want to have more opportunities to travel and have more reasons to travel. That is my ultimate goal. And also maybe just making more plans with friends or just doing something that you haven't done before. Maybe you thought it was just not important enough, but you've always had it at the back of your mind. Finally, dedicate yourself and decide that you're going to go after those goals. So now that we have some ideas of what goals you can create for 2019, it's important to sit and meditate with these for a while until you are able to have more clarity and just an idea of what you want. So for the rest of this month, just sit and digest what do you want more of and think about the energy you wish to bring about. That is definitely key. So now that we have decided this, it's important to write down these goals and it's important to revisit them every day and figure out a way to stay motivated. What's important with goals is that you need long-term and short-term goals. The long-term goals are great to help us have a bigger picture of how we want our life to be set up, but those small goals are very important as well. Even more important because they add up into the big goals. And as we all know, the saying goes, you are the sum of what you do every single day. And these short-term goals are what you can work on every single day. So I like to make goals for the entire year or for every 5 years. So what is my 5-year plan? What is my 1-year plan? So for those of you who are feeling a little lost or just a little new to this, it is important to just make a goal for the entirety of 2019. Let's make that our long-term goal if you don't feel like looking 5 years ahead, which is a bit daunting for some of us, especially me. If I think in 5 years, I'm going to be 30. It's a bit daunting, but there are important things that we have to address. But if you feel like just focusing on a 1-year goal, let's focus on a 1-year goal. What do we want to accomplish between January of 2019 and January of 2020? So break down these big goals, these 1-year or 5-year goals, into 3-month and 1-month goals. So what do you want to accomplish the first 3 months of 2019? What do you want more of? That is what you need to focus on. And what plan can you create to get to these 3-month goals? And also 1-month goals. What do you want to accomplish in January of 2019? Focus that energy on right now. And if you're feeling a little lost or you don't know exactly what you want, just focusing on a 1-month goal. What do you want in your life in 1 month from now or in 2 months from now? That will help you create a bigger picture. Now, short-term goals are important because they help keep you on track. When the big goal seems cloudy or unattainable, you can use these smaller, more attainable goals to refer back to so that you can crush them. And also adding those smaller goals up will allow you to crush your bigger goals. So really the point of these smaller goals are that they are more attainable and you are more likely to crush them in a smaller amount of time. So don't put a big goal as your short-term goal. Don't say, I'm going to be a millionaire in 1 month. That is probably going to be unattainable, especially if you make less than 6 figures. So make sure that you are choosing something that is smaller and that will help you keep on track. It's probably not going to give you huge results at the beginning, but once you add up those smaller goals that you're crushing, it will add up to something bigger. This is a huge part of motivation. But motivation is something that you should seek to find within. Motivation could come from outside sources, but understand that extrinsic motivations usually don't last long. So what does that tell you? Whenever you don't have motivation, you have to be able to connect back to your why. Why do you want this? Why do you need this in your life? Why are you working towards these goals? And if you have your why crystal clear, every time you lose motivation or you you just don't have any inspiration or you don't feel like working towards your goals, you can refer back to your why, and your why should be strong enough to pull you over and push you over the edge when you feel like you can't work any longer. And it's so important to accept, guys. It's so very important to accept that no matter how passionate you are about what you're doing and your goals, you won't be motivated all the time. And that is when discipline comes in, which is why it's so important to create routines and habits that will be conducive to you reaching your goals. Because in those moments where motivation is dwindling, it is your discipline and your drive and your hunger that will push you. And you know those times when you absolutely have to have something done or else you won't get paid or you'll get an F. And for some reason, you are just pushing yourself to the limit to get something done, even though you don't have the motivation, even though it's boring or hard work, you push yourself because that is hunger, that is desire, that is discipline. You have to be that hungry when it comes to your goals. And if you're not, you have to fake it until you make it. Crush your goals as if your life depends on it. Go after your goals as if your life, your well-being, your livelihood, as if everything depends on it. And that is how you can push yourself to the limit, to the max, and keep going towards your goals, even when it's boring or you're feeling lazy. And understand that staying motivated is all about intention. If you think positively about your goals and visualize yourself attaining them, it'll keep you on track more so than if you just see them written on a piece of paper and never actually imagine yourself attaining them. Using the law of attraction is so important in reaching your goals, because if you can't visualize yourself in that place or in that dream career or on that dream trip, then you'll never get there. It'll just be a wish. So intention is what will put that wish, and your action will also make your wish a reality. And also think of reaching your goals as a game and have fun with it. Create new ways that you can work towards your goals that are fun and rewarding for you. So every time you reach your goal, reward yourself. Or just every time you make progress in your goal, reward yourself. And don't reward yourself with bad things. But for example, if you lose 10 pounds in a month and you want to reward yourself, don't reward yourself by going back to bad habits that made you gain those 10 pounds in the first place. No, reward yourself with new workout clothes or with a new elliptical or just posting pictures of yourself on Instagram of your progress, things like that. Rewarding yourself and showing the progress that you've made and rewarding yourself for progress. Because the thing is, in between where you are now and your ultimate goal is a lot of hard work and a lot of progress, a lot of roadblocks, and a lot of loop-de-loops and things like that. It's not a straight line towards your goal. So when you make a progression in your life in the goal that you are trying to attain, you need to reward yourself so that your body and your mindset will automatically be wired towards the reward, towards doing something that is rewarding. That is how you keep motivation up. You reward good behavior, and your rewards cannot be bad behavior and bad habits. And realize this, guys, anything you can imagine or put energy towards is completely possible. Now, don't set goals that exceed your beliefs. Yes, big goals and dreams are great, but setting too high of expectations can stop you and discourage you. So be realistic with yourself, with your abilities, with your talents, and who you are. You need to become self-aware and know what you are capable of, but also realize that you are your only limit. So understanding the sky is a limit is very empowering, but it could also be very difficult for us to reach our goals if we set too high of expectations, because we're human, we're flawed, we're not going to be perfect every day. And realizing you won't be perfect every day or every time you work on your goals is important. It's also important to always do your best. That's what you should focus on. Not on being perfect, not on creating this crazy, crazy dream life and you don't even know where to start. If you don't know where to start, start small. Start with 3-month goals. Start with 1-month goals. They don't have to be these huge, huge life goals that you have no idea where to start or where to begin. You can start with what you have now, with what you need right now, what you wish you had more of right now, and then go from there. But realize realize you won't be perfect and you don't have to be perfect. Perfection is unnecessary and you should never strive for perfection. Only strive to do your best. And also, don't compare yourself to other people or other people's progress. I should have said this way earlier before, because I know there's a lot of you out there who like to compare yourself to everyone and seeing what everyone else is doing. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. If you're one of those people that cares too much or compares yourself to other people, leave that behind. Maybe that should be your goal for 2019, is not comparing yourself anymore to anyone and just living your life, focusing on your own paper, keeping your eyes straight ahead and in your own lane. That is something we could all work on more and cultivate more of in our life. So now that we have our 6 main goals or 7 main goals or however many goals that you may have right now for the new year, I want you to read them every morning, afternoon, and night. So every morning, as soon as you wake up, maybe have it in your notes section of your phone or have it written down somewhere, read them every single day out loud, and maybe even memorize them. Read them every noon during lunch or on your break, read them out loud to yourself. And then at night before you go to sleep, revisit them. Always write down your goals in the present tense so that you're more likely to manifest them. Again, we love to use the law of attraction around here. So it's very important to write all your goals, even if they're in the next 5 years or so, write them in the present tense. The more you want something, the more disciplined you will be. So if you truly, truly, truly want these goals, you will be disciplined. And if you're not disciplined, you will find the discipline to make them a reality. So don't throw away your goals and dreams for temporary pleasure. Don't throw away what you most want in life for what you want right now. I can just feel the energy of 2019 pulsating through my veins right now. I have such a good feeling and such a high energy coming from 2019 that I'm just so excited. I wish it was January 1st already, but we're still preparing and we're still getting there. This is a great time for you to revisit your year, check back on your old goals, and see how you can continue to work on them or create new goals or create new habits to help you crush those old goals, because we need goals in order to help us improve in our life and just live a better quality of life and to make our life actually worthwhile. And always remember that your dreams are worthy of being worked on, and the universe would not give you these goals and these dreams if it did not believe that you were the best person to carry them out and make them a reality. So don't take your goals and dreams for granted. You have them for a reason, and it is very sad to squander your life and not go for what you truly want. I believe in you, and I know we are going to make our goals a reality this year. This is the year where we finally say enough is enough, and we are going to create the life of our dreams. We're not going to fall victim to circumstances. Instead, we're going to take the good and the bad and twist it in our favor. So I hope this episode helped you guys in just getting back on track and focusing in on what's important and what we want to have more of in our life. Always remember that you hold the power to making your goals and dreams a reality. That is you. That is your power, and no one can take it away from you. If you guys like my content, please be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/Isabel Palacios. The link is always down below, as well as the links to my Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And also, don't forget to follow Taking Back Your Power on Instagram. We are almost to 2,000 followers. I'm so excited, and I'm so grateful to each and every one of you who has been along with me in this journey. And I also have a very special announcement that I will be announcing to you very, very shortly. And I know I've been keeping this from you guys for a while now, but once I reveal it, it'll be totally worth the wait. I love you guys so very much, and I am sending you all the best, highest, most positive vibes so that 2019 will be the best year yet, and we will finally get to a place where we are happy within ourselves and we are striving for what makes us great. Always remember, no matter who you may be in this life, no matter what you may look like, no matter what your goals or your dreams may be, or no matter how your 2018 went, your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. I love you all so very much. And don't forget to tune in to next week's episode of Taking Back Your Power. I love you. Bye-bye.